lift up a little bit of our money today to you. Lord, please cleanse it and use it in your work. Please bless our church and our congregation. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now is the time for scripture reading.
今天选读的经文是《哥林多前书》第十三章四到八节。
Today we will read from 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses 4 to 8.
在教会圣经新约部分第307页。
It's in the New Testament of our church Bible page 307.
哥林多前书第十三章四到八节。
1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses 4 to 8.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈；爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息。今天信息的题目是爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。我们把时间交给徐牧师。
Today's message is love is patient, love is kind, and Pastor Xu will give us the message.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
我想大家都知道，我父亲在礼拜四过世。
I think most of you here know about Pastor Xu's father passing away last Thursday.
谢谢弟兄姐妹的过去这段时间的带导。
Thank you, brothers and sisters, for your intercession over these days.
也谢谢弟兄姐妹，我知道很多人都想要表达关心。
We know that many of you would like to express your care to us.
也有很多人在问说有什么大家可以帮忙的。
Many of you ask whether they can help in any way.
甚至我还晓得有一些弟兄姐妹曾经想说，想给我们一些金钱的奉献。
Some of you even say that they can donate some money and offer to us.
那我就是跟大家讲说，都谢谢弟兄姐妹的爱心。
So Pastor Xu would like to thank you everybody for your love.
无论是我们自己家，或者是我父母亲那边我们在经济上都没有需要。
Whether it's our family or our father's family, we don't have a financial need.
所以就是恳请大家不要给我们任何金钱的奉献。
So please don't give us any money offering.
要不然我在未来几天还得要伤很大的脑筋，怎么样把钱还给你们。
So that Pastor Xu won't be like thinking hard whether how to return the money to you guys. Yeah.
那礼拜五早上清早我们一家就会飞到洛杉矶去参加我父亲的追思礼拜。
Next Friday morning, our whole family will fly to Los Angeles to for the funeral of the father.
在这件事情上我们全家都蛮有平安。
In this whole incident, our family have peace with us.
因为我们知道我父亲是清清楚楚的相信接受主跟随主。
Because we know that our father is a firm follower of the Christ.
所以知道他今天是在天上过父亲节，我们只是为他高兴。
So we know that he is celebrating Father's Day in heaven. We are happy for that.
好，今年暑假我们主日信息的主题是爱。
This summer, the message theme is love.
会连续十一个主日，我和另外四位讲员会以哥林多前书十三章四到八节为骨干，和大家一句一句的思想什么是爱。
So in the following 11 Sundays, Pastor Xu and another four speakers will be using 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses 4 to 8 to lead everybody understand what is love.
上个主日我请洪玉龙弟兄先用哥林多前书十三章一到三节做了这一系列信息的简介。
So last Sunday, Brother Yulong used 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses 1 to 3 as an introduction.
从今天开始我们就进到第四节到第八节，也就是一般人最熟悉的这一段。
So today, from today onwards, we will be going into verses 4 to 8, which is very familiar to many of you.
我第一次读到这段经文 是接近三十年前在我姐姐的婚礼上。
So the first time I read this passage is around 30 years ago in my sister's wedding.
那时候我读大学二年级。
So at that time I was a sophomore in college.
已经对谈恋爱有很大的兴趣。
So I was very interested in dating and love.
所以想过不少跟爱有关的事情，也读过不少跟爱有关的书。
So I have been thinking about a lot of things about love, and I read a lot of books about love.
但是那时候对基督教的信仰毫无兴趣，对圣经也可以说是一无所知。
So, but that, at that time, I am not interested in Christianity at all, and I know nothing about the Bible.
所以在我姐姐的婚礼当中，读到这段经文，又听大家唱《爱的真谛》这首歌，对我来讲是很大的冲击。
So when I read this passage in my sister's wedding, and I heard everybody singing the song "Truth of Love," I was very shocked.
我发现我原来对爱的了解层次是这么的低，是那么的肤浅。
I realized that my understanding of love is very shallow, and the level is very low.
我心中就产生了一个强烈的渴望，希望能够追求最崇高、最伟大的爱。
So there is this strong desire in my heart to seek for the highest level of love and the greatest love.
那我天生的个性是比较理想主义的。
So I was born to be a more idealistic person.
所以无论是我和我朋友之间的关系，或者是后来我和我的好太太谈恋爱的时候，我都有很强烈的心志，希望活出这个伟大的爱。
So no matter if it's between me and my friends, or when I was dating my wife now, I had a strong desire to live out the greatest love.
但是人生的历练越多，越加的看得清楚，我们实际活出来的生活，跟我们所知道、所向往的理想，实在是差了很多。
But then when I experience more in life, I see it more clearly that what we live out is actually very far from what we desire and far from what is ideal.
尤其是在我信主之后，不管在教会当中有多少人曾经称赞感谢我的爱心。
So, especially when I believed in Christ, there are a lot of people in church who thank all my love.
但是我还是好几次在夜深人静的时候，觉得不能不扪心自问，在我心中到底有多少爱。
However, for many times at night, I ask myself,How much love do I really have in the bottom of my heart?
我还记得二十年前我曾经对神说一件事。
So I still remember 20 years ago I said something to the Lord.
我说如果他有一天要呼召我全职侍奉，我愿意。
So I told the Lord that if He one day called me to be a full-time to be in the full-time ministry, I am willing to do so.
只是有一个条件。
But there is one condition.
就是我只愿意到海外去当宣教士，做开荒布道的工作。
I only want to be an overseas missionary and to do evangelical work.
我绝对不要做牧师。
I really don't want to be a pastor.
因为教会里面的人好多、好杂、好麻烦。
Because there are a lot of people in the church and the relationships are complicated.
有的时候还会觉得一些人自私自利，看着就讨厌。
And there are selfish people whom I don't really want to see.
没想到几年之后，当神的呼召临到我的时候，竟然是清清楚楚的要我做牧养教会的工作。
However, amazingly, after several years, when God's calling came upon me, He asked me to be a pastor of a church.
我心里突然感到十分的惶恐。
I was very scared.
所以在去神学院修第一门课之前，我就迫切地向神祷告。
So before I attend the first class in the seminary school, I pray earnestly to the Lord.
我说主啊，你一定要把你的爱多多地加添给我，要不然我怎么来担任一个教会的牧师
？I ask God to give more love to me, otherwise I couldn't be a pastor of a church.
从那个祷告到今天，一晃16年过去了。
From that prayer till today, it's been 16 years.
我想我现在最多只能说因着神的恩典，现在的我比16年前大概有一点点进步。
I think I can at most say by God's grace the present me has been improved a little bit.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe when compared to 16 years ago.
但是当初的祷告 至今仍然是我的祷告。
But the prayer I said at that time was still is still my prayer now.
所以这个暑假我们用爱来当主题，并不是我认为这是你们的问题，我要用专家的身份来教导你们。
So in this summer we used the theme love is not because I think it's your problem and I'm teaching you about this as an expertise.
而是我看到对我们每个人来说，爱都是我们一辈子。都要不继续学习的功课。
It is because I see that to every one of us, love is what we have to learn throughout our lives.
所以，就算这几节经节对我们来说已经是耳熟能详，既会背又会讲解的很清楚。
So even though these few verses are very familiar to us,
那再次读一读、复习复习，都会对我们是很好的提醒。
But when we read again and like study it closely, it will be a very good reminder to everyone.
会对我们生活当中一切的人际关系都有不小的帮助。
Well, it will help us in every of our relationships in life.
那十三章四到八节常常被称为是爱的宪章。
First Corinthians chapter 13 verses 4 to 8 is always called the constitution of love.
它告诉我们什么是爱，什么不是爱。
It tells us what is love and what is not love.
那这段经文和一般人对爱的定义有一个很根本的差别。
There is a very fundamental difference between this passage and what is the definition of love and for a lot of people.
很多人对爱的了解是以感觉为根据的。
A lot of people, they think love is about feelings.
他们认为爱是一种自然发出来的感觉。当你被一个人吸引，产生的生理及心理上的反应，你就自然会去爱他。
They think that love is a natural feeling that when you are attracted by a person, you have this physical and like and mental response, and you will love him or her naturally.
但是哥林多前书十三章讲的爱，并不是受着感觉。来牵引的。
But in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it says that love is not led by feelings.
而是一种意志上的选择，是一个委身。
It is a choice of our mind, and it is something that we devote ourselves to.
And it's a commitment.
It's a commitment.
在中文和英文里面，爱这个字包含的范围很广。
In both Chinese and English,The word love covers a lot of things.
有人用这个字来歌颂那些肯牺牲奉献为人舍命的高贵情操。
Somebody used the word love to praise those who sacrifice themselves and for the being of the others.
但同样也有很多人用这个字来描述那些放纵情欲乱七八糟的事情是爱。
But then a lot of people also use the word love to describe those who do not restrain themselves and they let their sexual minds be relaxed.
上礼拜洪玉龙弟兄有提到在希腊文里面分得比较细。
Last week, Brother Hong Yulong mentioned that in Greek, the word love has several categories.
最常被用来表达爱的希腊字有三个。
The most common words to express the meaning of love has there are three words to explain that.
一个是 eros， 讲的是肉体感官上，尤其是异性之间的情爱。
The first one is eros, and it talks about the our emotions and especially those between different sexes.
Okay. 那大家不要误以为 eros 的爱一定是不好的。
We should not be mistaken that eros is not a good thing.
其实在夫妻关系当中 ，eros 的爱是很重要，这是神创造当中美好的设计。问题只在于是人是善用它还是误用它。
In fact, in husband and wife relationships, eros is a very important part, and it is part of God's wonderful creation.And the problem lies in whether human use it well or misuse it.
那第二个常常用来表达爱的希腊字是 philia， 讲的是爱友情。
So the second Greek word to express love is philia, and it talks about friendship.
在各样的人际关系当中，包括夫妻关系 ，philia 也是很重要的。
In every kind of human relationship, including husband and wife relationship, Philia is very important.
在一个幸福美满的婚姻当中，丈夫和妻子会感受到对方是自己最好的朋友。
In a loving and complete marriage, husband and wife would always think that each other is the best friends of them.
第三个常常用来表达爱的希腊字是 agape。
The third Greek word to express love is agape.
讲的是最高层次的爱。
It talks about the highest level of love.
是无条件的爱。
It's the unconditional love.
是愿单方面付出的爱。
It's the love that can involve self-sacrifice.
那这个爱跟前面两种爱有一个关键的差别。
This love and the previous two categories of love has a very crucial difference.
Eros 跟 Philia 的爱可以说是因为的爱，一个有原因的爱。
So Eros and Philia are the love that has conditions.
我爱你，因为你对我很好。
I love you because you treat me well.
我爱你，因为你跟你在一起，我感到很开心。
I love you because I'm happy to be with you.
而 Agape 的爱却是一种虽然的爱。
But the Agape love is an even though love.
虽然你伤了我的心，我还是爱你。
Even though you hurt me, I still love you.
虽然你不再可爱，我还是爱你。
Even though you're not worthy of love anymore, I still love you.
哥林多前书十三章讲的是 agape 的爱。
First Corinthians chapter 13 talks about the agape love.
这种爱的发生不是导致于一个突然发生在你身上的感觉。
This love is not something that happens suddenly for the feelings of your heart.
而是根基在你意志上的选择。
Its foundation lies in your choice.
是不管对方是不是可爱，你已经打定了主意要爱他，而且无条件的爱到底。
It's regardless of whether the other party is worth loving, you have already set your mind that you will love him or her, and it's unconditional.
好了，有了这个基本的了解，我们就开始一句一句的来看哥林多前书十三章，四到七节。
So after these basic understanding, we can now look at First Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4-7, verse by verse.
今天看的是第四节的头两句话，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
Today we will look at the first two lines of verse 4, which is love is patient, love is kind.
很有意思，这段经文在谈到爱的时候，讲的第一点居然是忍耐。
It's interesting that the first thing that they talk about love is to be patient.
然后第七节最后也以凡事忍耐做结束。
And in verse 7 it ends with be patient with everything.
我想大概是因为在人际关系当中，忍耐是最重要也是最困难的。
Maybe it's because in human relationships, be patient is the most important and it's the most difficult.
我想已经结婚的人应该都知道，如果你不懂得忍耐，就很难有幸福美满的婚姻。
I think for those who are married, if you will know that if you don't know how to be patient, it's difficult to have a happy marriage.
不过为什么爱是恒久忍耐？
But why love is patient?
这边忍耐指的是什么意思？
So what is patient?
有一对夫妻他在结婚庆祝五十周年的时候，先生突然开始流下眼泪。
So there is this couple who was celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary, and the husband suddenly cried.
那这个太太是比较强悍一点，她看到先生就哭，就说：“你是不是好感动，所以喜极而泣啊？”
So the wife saw the husband was crying, and she was asking her husband whether he is too touched so that he's crying.
先生摇摇头说。你记不记得我们当初谈恋爱的时候，我和你在谷仓里面亲热，被你爸爸抓个正着。
So the husband said, "No. Do you remember when we were first dating? I was making out with you in the barn, and we were caught by your father."
你爸爸说我如果不马上跟你结婚，他就把我送去做五十年的监牢。
He said, "If I don't get married with you right now, he will send me into the jail for 50 years."
太太说：“我当然记得啊，我们就是这样结婚的。
”The wife said, "Of course I remember. That's how we get married."
先生说：“我就是想到，如果我当初去选择去坐监牢，今天我就可以出狱了。
”So the husband said, "Because I realized that if your dad sent me into jail at that time, I will be free today.
这个先生很能忍耐，但这是爱吗？
This husband is, seems to be very patient, but is this love?
有的时候人忍耐是因为没有选择。
Sometimes people, stay patient because they don't have a choice.
比如说一个小男孩又瘦又小，每次都被邻居的坏小孩欺负，怎么办？别人又高又大，只有忍耐。
Say for example, a boy who is small and thin, so every time when he was bullied by some other, kids next door, he can just stay patient.
这是忍气吞声，但这不是爱。
This is trying to shut up and be patient, but this is not love.
因为有些人有的时候忍耐是因为衡量计算之后觉得暂时忍耐比较划算。
Some other times people stay patient is because when they calculated the cost and they think that staying patient for a while is the best way.
比如说有些妻子跟先生处不好，但是因为自己现在没工作没身份，经济基础不够，如果跟他闹翻了，生活会成问题，所以一方面暂时忍耐，一方面开始铺另外一条路。
Say for instance, some wives can't go along with their husbands, but they don't have a job and they don't have the status and they have financial problems, so ifShe broke up with him, her life will be in a trouble. So she would just choose to be patient for now.
这是忍耐，但这也不是哥林多前书十三章所讲的爱。
This is patient, but this is not what First Corinthians chapter 13 says about love.
大家听到英文 NIV 圣经用 love is patient 来翻这句话。
So NIV use love is patient to translate this line.
但在原文里面，这边讲的不是一般的耐心。而是肯长期承担痛苦的那种爱耐心。
But in the original passage, this is not the common patience. It's the patience that you're willing to suffer long.
所以中文和合本翻作很久忍耐，翻得很好。
So in the Chinese Bible, it translated into the continuous patience, which is very good.
我们活在这个世界上，免不了要经历许多大大小小的痛苦。
Living in this world, we cannot avoid a lot of big and small sufferings.
简而言之，痛苦就是一些照着我们本性并不想要经历、并不想承受的事情。
To put it short, suffering is something that is not what we want to experience and what we do not want to shoulder.
而圣经要我们追求爱。
However, in Bible, it tells us to seek for love.
所要追求的爱是那种为了爱的缘故，愿意长期承受痛苦的爱。
And it is because of love that we are willing to suffer long.
这个爱不是消极被动的。
This is not a passive way of love.
不是没有选择的。
It is not something that is.Leaving us no choice.
不是天天在那里计算到底划算不划算。
It is not something that we count every day that whether it's worthy or not.
而是积极主动的选择去爱，选择忍耐。
It is us actively choosing to love and choosing to be patient.
今天是父亲节。
Today is Father's Day.
在小孩子成长的过程当中，父母亲都要学习爱是恒久忍耐的功课。
In the growth of a kid, both father and mother will have to learn.The lesson of love is patient.
在他们刚学习不再穿尿布的阶段，很可能会三天两天就有不小心尿在裤子上，尿地上又湿又臭的情形发生。
So when they first learn not to wear diapers, it always happens that every two or three days they will urinate in their trousers or make the floor dirty.
爱是恒久忍耐。
Love is patient.
不过顺便提一下哈，你的小孩在 party train 的时候，请你不要带他到大堂里面来。
If you are toddler training your kids, please don't bring them to the sanctuary.
我们有几次大概有哪个小孩在这垫子上撒了尿，所以整个这个礼堂都让大家要学习爱是恒久忍耐。
So there are times when kids urinate on the church carpet, and so everybody has to learn how to be patient with them.
当孩子渐渐长大，有的时候不肯听你的建议，还觉得哎呀，你是过了时代的人啊，没知识。爱是恒久忍耐。
When kids grow up, sometimes they don't really listen to you, and they think you are outdated, and you're not as knowledgeable as them. But remember, love is patient.
对于我们当中做学生的，有的时候几个人合租一个公寓，大家成长的背景不一样，习惯不一样，难免也会有一些痛苦。爱是恒久忍耐。
As students, sometimes we rent apartments with other people, and we grow up in different backgrounds, and we have different habits, and there are some unavoidable sufferings. But remember, love is patient.
我有一个朋友，他在公司不景气的，有可能会裁员的时候，有一个同事因为怕自己被裁掉，就用很多的小动作强表现，让我的朋友吃亏。
I have a good friend.Who works in a company who wasn't doing so well, and she was afraid that she will be laid off. And one of her colleagues is worried that he will be laid off earlier, so he did a lot of things to catch the boss' attention.
那我的好朋友一开始是愤愤不平，很想要报复。
So my friend was very angry at that time, and she was thinking about taking revenge.
但祷告之后，想到自己一直想把福音传给这个同事。
But after a lot of prayers, she remembers that she always wants to spread the gospel to this colleague of hers.
她就选择继续用爱心来对待他。
So she chose to love this colleague. Yeah.
最后那个人很感动，也很羞愧的来跟他道歉，也重新跟他成为好朋友。
And in the end, her colleague was very touched.And shamefully apologized to her and became good friends with her again.
这也是爱是恒久忍耐的表现。
This is an expression of love is patient.
恒久忍耐并不是代表善恶是非不分。
Being patient does not mean that you don't distinguish right from wrong.
也不是纵容人做坏事。
And it's not about tolerating people to do wrong things.
恒久忍耐是时时为了对方着想。
Being patient means that you always think in other people's shoes all the time.
宁可自己承担痛苦，仍然选择用对的，对对方最好的方式来处理事情。
Even though it would mean something to you, you will still do what is best for the others.
那我想很多人都知道，我父亲几年前得了这个帕金森病，还有老人痴呆症。
Many of you know that my father caught the Parkinson's disease and also Alzheimer's.
他身体一天不如一天。
And his health was deteriorating day by day.
虽然照顾我父亲很吃力，我母亲还是有很长一段时间坚持自己照顾他。
Even though taking care of my father is very difficult, my mom insisted on taking care of him herself.
那这个病最可怕的地方，就是你所爱的人不只在生活上越来越没有办法照顾自己，而且在思想行为上会越来越古怪。
The scary thing of Parkinson's and Alzheimer's is that the one you love cannot take care of himself anymore, and he will do weird things and become a totally different person.
过去几十年，他是。那么的好，那么的配受众人的称赞，让你觉得他好棒。
In the past before my dad caught the disease, he was always the star, and he was always he made the family proud of him.
但是眼前的他不只是光彩全失，而且会有很多不太可爱的表现。
However, After he caught the disease, he has a lot of things that make you feel that he's not lovely anymore.
照顾这样的病人不是一件很容易的事情。
Taking care of such a patient is not an easy thing to do.
到了今年四月中，我的父亲摔伤了好几次之后，我母亲也为了扶他自己多次拉伤身体之后，终于很无奈的同意让我父亲住进一个私人经营的疗养院。
So in April this year, my father fell several times, and my mother, because my mother has to hold him up, she herself strained her muscles a lot, and so she unwillingly let father moved into a private care home.
虽然母亲知道当那是当时所有选择当中最好的一个，但是她每天几次去看我父亲回家之后，她都忍不住痛哭失声。
Even though my mother know that is the best choice at that time, but every day when she go, when she went looking, visiting my father, she cried on the way home.
我们考虑多很多其他的方案。
We consider a lot of other options.
包括把我爸妈接来伊萨卡跟我们一起住。
For example, taking my parents to Ithaca and live with us.
但着手进行之后，发现会出现的问题更多更大。
However, when we started planning, we know that there will be a lot more problems.
我也一度考虑恳请教会允许我周一到周四住在洛杉矶我爸妈家帮我妈妈，周五到周日回到伊萨卡，参与教会的服事。
We even considered that asking the church to let me live in LA from Monday to Thursday so that I can help taking care of my father and then coming back to Ithaca on Friday through Sunday to help serve the church.
我们教会的长老们很有爱心。
The elders of our church are very loving.
他们听到这个需要之后，马上就开了个会，做了决议，表示全力支持我。我们全家都很感激。
When they heard about it, they held a meeting and they decided that they will fully support us, and this makes our whole family very touched.
没想到我和我妈妈一跟我父亲提这个可能性，他就连连的摇手说不可以。
However, when me and my mom told my father this option, he says no.
问他为什么？
We ask him why.
他说他不要我这么累。
He said he doesn't want me to be this tired.
但他才讲一半就激动地大哭起来。
But however, before he finished the sentence, he cried loudly.
从情感上，他何等盼望我留在他的身边。
And from his feelings point of view, my father really wanted me to stay with him.
但即使在他身体最软弱、最有需要的时候，他仍然用阿加培的爱胜过他的情感。宁可自己受苦，还是为我着想。
But even though when he was weakest in his body and he was in the most need, he still used the agape love to love me, and he chose to suffer himself.
我知道我爸爸是出于他对我妈妈的爱，是自愿搬去疗养院的。
I know that is because of the love from my dad to my mom, that he is willing to move to the care home himself.
我也知道我妈妈是出于对我爸爸的爱，天天想着要怎么样把我爸爸再搬回家。
I also know that my mom loves my father so much that she plans every day how to get him home again.
看到他们在痛苦当中仍然选择爱，让我对爱是恒久忍耐这句话有了更深的体会。
Seeing how they love each other in the middle of sufferings, I understand more about this.Phrase love is patience.
爱不只是恒久忍耐。第四节说，爱是又有恩慈。
Love is not only patient. In verse 4, it says love is kind.
忍耐是忍受自己所不喜欢的事情。
Being patient is to bear with something that you don't like.
而恩慈则是积极主动的把对别人有益的事情做在那个人身上。
And being kind is to willingly.And actively do something that is good for the others.
曾经有人请教一位很著名的人类学专家，说啊，从什么东西可以看得出某一族的人有转为文明的现象？
There was somebody who asked the opinion of an anthropologist and asking him from what things.That you can tell which tribe has the earliest sign of civilization.
那在座的人都以为那个答案会是啊，比如说啊，一个粘土做成的锅子啊，或者是打猎捕鱼的工具啊，那一类的东西。
So everybody think that the answer would be something like pots made out of soil or something, the tools that you use to hunt or to fish.
没想到这位人类学家的回答是，曾经断掉过。后来又愈合的大腿骨。
However, this anthropologist say, the earliest sign of civilization is shown in a broken and then healed femur.
他解释说，在一个弱肉强食、适者生存、不适者淘汰的环境当中，一个人的大腿骨如果断了，不可能生存，很快就会死了。
The anthropologist explains that in this world where the fittest people survived, and so if one's femur was broken, he wouldn't be survived.
如果一个人的大腿骨断了之后还会愈合，一定是有人以恩慈待他，给他吃，给他喝，保护他。
If the femur broke and healed again, it's definitely is because that there is somebody else who is kind to him and feed him, give him drinks, and protect him.
恩慈跟施舍不一定是同一件事情。
Being kind and being charitable is not the same thing.
有些人施舍却对施舍的对象毫不在乎。
Somebody is charitable, but they don't really care who they are charitable to.
恩慈却是关心对方的需要，目标是帮助对方。
Being kind is to care for the need of the other person, and the goal is to help the other.
有一位神学家和心理学家 Louis Smith 他这样子说。
Several years ago, this theologist and psychologist Louis Smith says.
他说，恩慈的目标总是为了让人得到医治。
He says that the goal of being kind is always to heal somebody else.
无论是身体的医治、心理的医治、灵里的医治，他总是透过爱的服侍，让对方更健康、更完全。
Whether it's physical, mental, or spiritual healing, is always through the service of love that you make other people more healthy and more complete.
中文圣经把这个字翻作恩慈，实在是翻得很好。
In Chinese Bible translated this word as 恩慈 is really good.
他点出这不是一个人配得的或者是可以赚得的，是一个恩典。
It points out that it's not something that you are worthy of or you can gain.
是有人出于爱为了你的好他坐在你身上的。
It is a blessing that somebody out of love and for your own good and he is kind to you.
我很喜欢一个真实的故事，在我们教会久一点的人大概都听我讲过。
I really like one real life story.
差不多90年前，美国的黑人虽然开始了有了点自由，生活还是很苦，能够有机会读书的人是少之又少。
Around 90 years ago, the black people in America, even though they have freedom, but they still live a hard life, and not a lot of them have the opportunity to study.
但有一个黑人小孩，他靠着拼命的打工，读完了小学、中学，甚至拼进了大专。
There is this black child who worked so hard that he finishes elementary school and then high school, and he went into a college.
但是打工需要花的时间渐渐就伤到他的课业。
However, he spent a lot of time at work that it affected his studies.
所以他后来觉得他应该认命辍学回家，去过他命中注定要过的一种佃农的生活。
And it made him realize that maybe that was his fate, and so he dropped out of school and went back to be a farmer.
在暑假他到火车上去打工，如果赚不到足够的钱，他可能就没有希望完成学业。
In summer he worked on trains, and if he didn't earn enough money, he could not finish his studies.
有一天夜里有一个乘客需要一杯热牛奶，刚好由他来为这个乘客服务。
One night, one passenger asked for a cup of hot milk, and this black child served him.
那当时铁路公司的规定很严，是不准服务生跟客人交谈的。
At that time, the railway service company is very strict, and they didn't allow waiters to talk to passengers.
那一般乘客也不会愿意跟一个黑人服务生多讲几句话。
Okay. A lot of passengers wouldn't want to talk to African American.
但是这位乘客一边喝牛奶，一边很关心的问他很多问题。
However, this passenger, when he was drinking the milk, he asked this African American a lot of questions.
第二天到站的时候，这个乘客给了他五块钱，是超过一般人十倍的小费，让他感激不尽。
So, the next day when the train arrived at the station, this passenger gave him $5, which is 10 times the tips of the ordinary tip.
他暑假结束一回到学校就被校长叫了去。
So after the summer, when he got back to school, he was called in by the school principal.
他不知道什么事情，很紧张。
He doesn't know what is going on, and he was very nervous.
去了知道才知道，那位火车上的乘客是星期六晚报出版公司的退休主管。
And he found out that this passenger that he served was the Saturday Evening Post manager.
那这个乘客捐了一大笔钱，支付这个黑人全年的一切费用，让他完成学业。
So this publishing manager donated a huge sum of money to support this African American kid's school fees for the entire year.
一时在那待的说不出话来，心中就是很感激的想哭。
This kid was very shocked, and he was touched that he really wanted to cry.
他很争气。
He strived for his best.
后来他第一名毕业。
He graduated at the first place.
而且拿到一所常春藤名校的奖学金来读硕士。
And he got a scholarship from an Ivy League school to do a master's degree.
这所学校就是在伊萨卡的康奈尔。
And the school is Cornell.
因着这位火车上陌生人的慷慨帮助，这个黑人全家的一生完全改变。
Because of this stranger on the train's help, this whole family changed completely.
他后来生了四个孩子，个个都受了高等教育，都有杰出的表现。
He later gave birth to four kids, and every one of them received higher education, and they have very outstanding achievements.
一个成为音乐老师。
One is a music teacher.
一个成为建筑师。
One is an architect.
还有一个成为美国游资委员会的主席。
One became the chairman of the USPS Rate Commission.
还有一个最大的儿子成为出色的作家。
And his eldest son became a very famous writer.
就是写《根》这本书得到普利兹文学奖的 Alex Haley.
This son wrote the book called Roots, and he got the Pulitzer Prize, and he's called Alex Haley.
Alex Haley 成为名作家之后，有一次就被邀请到《星期六晚报》去谈事情。
So after Alex Haley became a famous writer, he was invited once to the Saturday Evening Post to talk about business.
当他走进《星期六晚报》的办公室，坐在那些报社的编辑当中的时候，他突然忍不住就大哭出来。
When he walked into the office of the Saturday Evening Post, and when he sat down in front of all the editors and all the other people, he suddenly cried.
他想到他们弟兄姐妹能够有今天的成就，完全就是因为几十年前在火车上那个《星期六晚报》的主管用恩慈对待他们的爸爸。
Because he remembered that he and his siblings have the achievements today is totally because there was this Saturday Evening Post manager who donated all the money to his father.
所以弟兄姐妹们，让我们不要小看恩慈的力量。
So brothers and sisters, do not undermine the power of kindness.
求神帮助我们都成为有恩慈的人。
Let us pray that pray for the help of God that we can all be kind people.
在哥林多前书十三章之前，也就是十二章的最后一节，还有十三章之后十四章的第一节，都告诉我们要追求爱。
Before 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which is the last verse of chapter 12, and also after chapter 13, which is the first verse of chapter 14, both tell us how to seek for love.
他的意思是说，这种爱不是我们自己有的。
It means that this love is not built in us.
却是我们可以向神求的。
But it is something that we can ask for from God.
圣经说，神就是爱，他是爱的源头。
The Bible says that God is love and He's the source of love.
唯有透过与他连结，唯有打开我们的心向他祷告，求他的爱来充满我们，我们才会有超越自己的有限，然后活出这种爱的能力。
It is only through being connected with God that we can open up our hearts, pray for Him, and be filled with His love, so that we can work beyond our limits and live out the power of this love.
你知道我们可以怎么样来明白爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈这句话吗？
Do you know how we can understand this line, love is patient, love is kind?
看一看挂在十字架上的耶稣。
Look at Jesus Christ who is crucifying on the cross.
他为了爱我们的缘故选择承担了一切的羞辱和痛苦。
Because of his love for us, he chose to bear all the sufferings and all the humiliation.
然后他还在十字架上为那些定他讥笑他的人祷告。
And he also prayed for those who crucified him and laughed at him when he was on the cross.
如果我们把这段经文里面的每一个爱字都用耶稣或者用神来代替，会帮助我们更深明白这句话的每一句话的意义。
So in the same way, if you substitute all the word love to the word Jesus or God in this passage, it will help you understand the meaning of the lines.
现在让我们来唱一首诗歌。
Now let's sing a song.
我用主的爱真诚来爱你。
I love you with the love of the Lord.
今天是父亲节。
Today is Father's Day.
在我两个女儿还小的时候，我们常常在我们家的家庭崇拜里面唱这首歌。
When my two daughters were still small, we always sing this song during our family fellowship time.
在每个家庭当中难免都会有冲突。
In every family, there are unavoidable conflicts.
当孩子不乖的时候，父母有责任要管教。
When children do not behave, their parents have responsibility to teach them.
有的时候我们这些做父母的也会犯错，伤害孩子。
At other times, parents may have done wrong and hurt the kids.
无论如何，我们都是不完全的人。
In any case, we are not complete beings.
都需要努力学习爱的功课。
We all need to learn how to love.
都需要学习用神的爱来爱我们周围每一个人。
We all need to learn how to use God's love to love all those around us.
所以我们一同来唱。
用主的爱真诚来爱你，我用主的爱真诚来爱你，因我见你里面有光的柔美，我用主的爱真诚来爱你，我用主的爱真诚来爱你。我用主的爱真诚来爱你，因我见你里面有光的柔美，我用主的爱真诚来爱你。
对不起，我刚刚忘了提那个，等一下有孩童奉献礼的父母可以其中一位去接你的孩子。我们再来唱，用你习惯的语言，也许我们试着用英文唱。
Let's sing the song in English.
Lord, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of my King. And I love you with the love of the Lord.
Oh, I love you.
Oh, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of my King. And I love you with the love of the Lord.
请姐妹用中文唱。
Sisters,
我用主的爱真诚来爱你。我用主的爱真诚
brothers 弟兄，
我用主的爱诚诚来爱你，我用主的爱诚诚来爱你，因我见你里面有王的荣美，我用主的爱真诚来爱你，
一起来 together。
我用主的爱真诚来爱你，我用主的爱真诚来爱你，因我见你里面有王的荣美。我用主的爱真诚来爱你。
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray。
亲爱的主，愿你的爱来充满我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, may your love fill our hearts。
愿你的爱来软化我们的心。
May you use your love to soften our hearts。
让我们能够来爱我们周围的人。
So that we can love those around us。
不是用我们自己的爱。
It's not using our own love。
而是用主的爱来爱。
Is using God's love to love one another。
所以愿意在今天我们听了你的信息之后，我们会向你来求赐给我们更多的爱。
After listening to today's message, may each of us ask for more love from you.
你的爱能够胜过我们自己的不完全。
Your love can make us complete.
胜过我们自己觉得我们所没有的能力。
Your love can help us overcome what we don't have.
也许我们有些人跟我们父母亲之间有很大的隔阂。
Some of us here may have a distant relationship with our parents.
也许过去有一些伤害。
Maybe there was a lot of conflicts in the past.
也许我们都希望化解，却不知道怎么做。
Maybe we don't know what to do.
也许我们都希望能够有一个和谐美好的关系，却不知道从何开始。
We all want a happy and good relationship with our parents, but we don't know how we can achieve that.
所以我们就向你祷告。
Lord, we pray to you.
让我们能够用你的爱来爱。
That we can use your love to love.
愿你的圣灵继续在我们心中工作。
May your Holy Spirit work in us.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.